This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States today marks its birth as a nation, highlighted by the usual gala celebration here in Washington, though critics say that President Trump wants the day's focus on himself. It is billed as a salute to America, honoring men and women in uniform, with tanks and other military equipment used as symbols of the country's armed might. Mr. Trump calls it the show of a lifetime. He'll be the first president in nearly seven decades to make a speech at the event, although President Richard Nixon delivered one on videotape. Mr. Trump speaks this evening at the Lincoln Memorial in front of a VIP crowd of Republican donors, among other administration favorites. On the cost of the Trump show, the president says it will be very little compared to what it is worth. More on the celebration of this U.S. Independence Day from AP correspondent Matt Small.
While the nation's capital gets most of the attention on Independence Day, festivities are planned across the country. The Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City will have performances by Jennifer Hudson and Brad Paisley, among others. The Boston Pops will treat attendees to an outdoor concert with Queen Latifah and Arlo Guthrie taking part in the annual Boston event. Celebrations are also planned in Philadelphia, Orlando, and other locales, large and small, across the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence today attended the swearing-in for a group of new American citizens. He praised them all for following the rules.
You step forward. You followed the law. You went through the process to immigrate into this great nation.
The United Nations now says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 wounded in late Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant detention center outside the Libyan capital of Tripoli. The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire. From Washington, this is VOA News. The chief